Number 12. Forest Planet Series by Atsuo Okamoto. These three sculptures were created by the Japanese artist Atsuo Okamoto. He was born in 1951 in Hiroshima, Japan. He completed an MA in sculpture in 1977 from the Tama Art University and has since exhibited widely both in his own country and internationally, winning many prizes. When you're looking at these sculptures, you're looking at three large basalt rocks many millions of years old and shaped into boulders by glaciers during the Ice Age. Like the British sculptor Peter Randall Page, whose work can also be seen in this sculpture trail, Okamoto is fascinated by the idea of creating contemporary artworks from the most ancient of natural materials and using the time-honored technique of production, carving. He has said he regards stone as the most romantic and intellectual object on the earth. He suggests that these ancient boulders contain memories of the earth long before human civilization began, and through his piercing and carving of them, invites you to imagine and think about the history they represent, as well as to appreciate the physicality of the works and the novel forms they embody. He began by drilling holes into the boulders, very precisely and carefully, so that the separate drill holes meet in the centre of the stone. He then carved away areas of rock around selected holes, producing these intriguing pipe-like shapes, reaching out into the air from their ancient core. A unique aspect of the works is that two of them contain audio systems, which, when activated, transmit synthesized sounds created and recorded by the artist himself, and which are designed to evoke their past. You can hear samples of these sounds now. The sculptures were a generous gift to the university from the artist. They were originally brought over from Japan for Okamoto's first London exhibition in 2011 at the Chelsea College of Art and Design. He came on a visit to the university and personally selected the location for the three works. On the occasion of their unveiling, he explained to the audience that he wanted his sculptures to make people think, a particularly appropriate aspiration for works cited within a university campus. Please go and look at the other two works cited nearby and see the artist's variations on the theme of these emissaries to the 21st century from prehistory. You'll notice that there is some writing on the surface of Forest Planet 3, the one nearest the multi-story car park. This has been mistaken for graffiti, but it was in fact put there by the workers at the quarry from which Okamoto obtained the stone. It was his decision to leave this on the finished sculpture as part of its history, at least the very recent history of this ancient stone.